obedience is not creation, and thus can never produce salvation. Obedience is a response, while creation is pure choice, undictated, unrequired. Pure choice produces salvation through the pure creation of highest idea in this moment, now. The function of the soul is to indicate its desire, not impose it. The function of the mind is to choose from its alternatives. The function of the body is to act out that choice. When body, mind, and soul create together in harmony and in unity, God is made flesh. Then does the soul know itself in its own experience. Then do the heavens rejoice. Right now, in this moment, your soul has again created opportunity for you to be, do, and have what it takes to know who you really are. Your soul has brought you to the words you are listening to right now, as it has brought you to words of wisdom and truth before. What will you do now? What will you choose to be? Your soul waits and watches with interest, as it has many times before.
Do I understand you to say that it is out of the state of beingness I select my worldly success? I'm still trying to talk about my career here, and how that'll be determined?
I'm not concerned about your worldly success, only you are. It's true that when you achieve certain states of being over a long period of time, success in what you are doing in the world is very difficult to avoid, yet you are not to worry about making a living. True masters are those who have chosen to make a life rather than a living. From certain states of being will spring a life so rich, so full, so magnificent, and so rewarding that worldly goods and worldly success will be of no concern to you. Life's irony is that as soon as worldly goods and worldly success are of no concern to you, the way is open for them to flow to you. Remember, you cannot have what you want, but you may experience whatever you have.
I can't have what I want?
No.
I thought you've been telling me that I could have whatever I want. As you think, as you believe, so shall it be done unto you, and all that.
The two statements are not inconsistent with each other?
They aren't. They sure as hell feel inconsistent to me.
That's because you lack understanding.
Well, I admit that. That's why I'm talking with you.
I will then explain. You cannot have anything you want. The very act of wanting something pushes it away from you.
You're losing me fast.
Fight to keep up. I'll go over it again in greater detail. Try to stay with it now. Let's go back to a point you do understand. Thought is creative, okay?
Okay.
Word is creative. Got it?
Got it.
Action is creative. Thought, word, and deed are the three levels of creation. Still with me?
Right there.
Good. Now, let's take worldly success as our subject for the moment, since that's what you've been talking about, asking about.
Terrific.
Now, do you have a thought, I want worldly success?
Sometimes, yes.
And do you also sometimes have the thought, I want more money?
Yes.
You can therefore neither have worldly success nor more money.
But why not?
The universe has no choice but to bring you the direct manifestation of your thought about it. Your thought is, I want worldly success. You understand? The creative power is like a genie in a bottle. Your words are its command. You understand?
Well, then why don't I have more success?
I said your words are its command. Now, your words were, I want success. And the universe says, okay, you do.
I'm not sure I follow here.
Think of it this way. The word I is the key that starts the engine of creation. The words I am are extremely powerful. They are statements to the universe, commands. Now, whatever follows the word I which calls forth the great I Am, tends to manifest in physical reality. Therefore, I plus want success produces you wanting success. I plus want money must produce you wanting money. It can produce no other thing, because thoughts, words, are creative. Actions are too. And if you act in a way which says that you want success and money, then your thoughts, words, and actions are in accord, and you are sure to have the experience of this wantingness. You see?
Yes. Yes, my God, I do. Does it really work that way?
Of course. You're a very powerful creator. Now, granted, if you had a thought or made a statement just once, as in anger, for instance, or frustration, it's not very likely that you'll convert those thoughts or words into reality. So you don't have to worry about drop dead or go to hell or all the other less than nice things you sometimes think or say.
Thank God.
You're welcome. But if you repeat a thought or say a word over and over again, not once, not twice, but dozens, hundreds, thousands of times, do you have any idea of the creative power of that? A thought or a word expressed and expressed and expressed becomes just that, expressed. That is, pushed out. It becomes outwardly realized. It becomes your physical reality.
Good grief.
That's exactly what it produces every time. Good grief. You love the grief. You love the drama. That is, until you don't anymore. There comes a certain point in your evolution when you cease to love the drama, cease to love the story as you've been living it. That's when you decide, actively choose, to change it. Only most don't know how. You now do. To change your reality, simply stop thinking like that. In this case, instead of thinking, I want success, think, I have success.
Well, that feels like a lie to me. I'd be kidding myself if I said that. My mind would shout, the hell, you say.
Then think a thought you can accept. My success is coming to me now. Or, all things lead to my success.
Ah, so this is the trick behind the New Age practice of affirmations.
Affirmations don't work if they are merely statements of what you want to be true. Affirmations work only when they are statements of something you already know to be true. The best so-called affirmation is a statement of gratitude and appreciation. Thank you, God, for bringing me success in my life. Now, that idea, thought, spoken, and acted upon, produces wonderful results when it comes from true knowing, not from an attempt to produce results, but from an awareness that results have already been produced. Jesus had such clarity. Before every miracle, he thanked me in advance for its deliverance. It never occurred to him not to be grateful, because it never occurred to him that what he declared would not happen. The thought never entered his mind. So sure was he of who he was and of his relationship to me, that his every thought, word, and deed reflected his awareness. Just as your thoughts, words, and deeds reflect yours. If now there is something you choose to experience in your life, do not want it, choose it. Do you choose success in worldly terms? Do you choose more money? Good, then choose it, really, fully, not half-heartedly. Yet at your stage of development, do not be surprised if worldly success no longer concerns you.
What is that supposed to mean?
There comes a time in the evolution of every soul when the chief concern is no longer the survival of the physical body, but the growth of the spirit. No longer the attainment of worldly success, but the realization of self. In a sense, this is a very dangerous time, particularly at the outset, because the entity housed in the body now knows it is just that, a being in a body, not a body being. At this stage, before the growing entity matures in this point of view, there is often a sense of no longer caring about affairs of the body in any way. The soul is so excited about being discovered at last. The mind abandons the body and all matters of the body. Everything is ignored. Relationships are set aside. Families are disappeared. Jobs are made secondary. Bills go unpaid. The body itself is not even fed for long periods. The entire focus and attention of the entity is now on the soul and matters of the soul. This can lead to a major personal crisis in the day-to-day life of the being, although the mind perceives no trauma. It's hanging out in bliss. Other people say you have lost your mind, and in a sense, you may have. Discovery of the truth that life has nothing to do with the body can create an imbalance the other way. Whereas at first the entity acted as if the body were all there is, now it acts as if the body matters not at all. This, of course, is not true, as the entity soon, and sometimes painfully, remembers.